Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Vav. We left off in the middle of Sif Vav. We are on the top line of page Sadi Tes, which is the page following 196. Let's just get a running start from the beginning of Siv Vav on page 196. The Mechaber told us, Cheftzei Shamayim Mutter L'Darbe Bohem. Even though there's an Isser to speak about weekday things on Shabbos, but if it's Cheftzei Shamayim, so it's Mutter to speak about them, Kigon Cheshboinei Shel Mitzvah, like calculations for a mitzvah, V'Livso Tztaka, how much money you're going to give to Tztaka, U'Lefakech Al Iskei Rabim, to get involved in discussions about what's needed for the public, L'shadech atinok le'oreis, and to get involved in shiduchim. The Mechaber continues on page Sadi Tes, ulelamdo sefer o umnus. Also, you can get involved in finding someone to teach your son Torah, or to teach your son a profession. V'davko ledaber imrotze lehistaker. But it's only permissible to speak with him to see if he wants to gain by doing this. Aval esachro, but to actually hire him, ulehaskir lo schum mos aser, and to discuss with him an actual price, that is forbidden on Shabbos. The Rama says, Yesh omrim de b'mokom shenohagin liten lakore batorah mishaberach. In a place where the minhag is that someone gets an aliyah, they make a mishaberach. V'noder litztaka ol lechazen, and he makes a neder that he's going to give a certain amount of money to tztaka or to the chazen. The aser b'shabbos lifso kamiyitin. So some say it is forbidden to say how much you're going to give on Shabbos. V'haminhag lahokel. However, the custom is to be lenient. To hamutter lifso tztaka, because the mechaber said before that on Shabbos one is allowed to be lifsok tztaka. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed, we said you can talk to someone about the possibility of him teaching your son Torah or teaching him an umnus, to hunami osek b'mitzvah. That's also considered being involved in a mitzvah. The imeinlo umnus osek b'gazel. Because if a person doesn't have a profession, then he's going to get involved in stealing, and therefore that is a mitzvah. Sivkatan lamed hey avala sachra, but to actually hire him and discuss the prices, that is not allowed on Shabbos. Kanal b'siv gimel b'hagol, like we saw earlier in Siv Gimel in the Ramah, kedas hayesh osrim shom, like the shita over there that said it is usr. Sivkatan lamed bey is kami yitin, you can't discuss how much you'll give him. El yomer stam emor ba'avuri mishaberach. The shita that says that you can't say how much you're going to give for the aliyah, but you should just tell the Gabbai Stam to make for me a mishaberach. Sivkatan Lamed Gimel is going on the end of the Ramah that he said that the minhag is to be lenient to say how much you are going to give to tzedakah or to the chazan, because it is mutter lifsok tzedakah. V'afilu hachazan oshir, even if the chazan who's going to get the money is wealthy, it's still permissible. Kevan shenostin loze kidei sheyispalu lefnei ha'amud havetzarach mitzvah, since the money you're giving the chazan is for his davening for the amud, so that is considered tzarach mitzvah. Uve'inyan achurozas mitzvos when it comes to auctioning off the mitzvahs in the shul, some aser, some matir. The tzad to be matir, the auctioning off of the aliyahs or the hagban galila, is because it's not shayach business activity unless there's an actual item that's being nikne. So even though it's a machlokas in a place where they're knowing to be lenient and make an auction for the aliyahs on Shabbos, one should not protest against them. Buying places in shul, v'chein knias esrogim min hakol achag mar mitzvason, or buying the esrogim off of the people in the tzibur after they finished the mitzvah on the last day of Sukkot, shekonim osam la'achila o la'hariach, where people are buying them in order to eat them or to smell them, lukuliyam aser, according to everyone, that will be aser. V'chein likno shofar o esrog biyomtov min hamocher esrogim aser, and so too to buy a shofar or to buy an esrog on yontov from one who is selling esrogim is going to be usr, because again, here you have an actual item that's being transferred, and that is mekach u'memkar. V'ayin l'kamon b'simin shinchov gimel sivdalud. V'hineh mekach u'memkar echad b'peh ve'echad b'mesira usr. When it comes to business activity, whether it's just with your mouth or it is with giving over the item, it is forbidden. G'zeirah shemayovo l'ksiva. It might lead to writing up a shtar. V'gam usr litein matanu l'chaveru. It's also usr to give your friend a present on Shabbos. T'dami l'mekach u'memkar. It's similar to a business transaction. Sha'rei yotzei mirshusa. When you give a matanu, the same way as when you're selling something, it's going from your rishus to someone else's rishus. Ela de matanu mutter keshulu tzarach Shabbos v'yom tov. However, a matana is mutter if it is a Shabbos or yontif need, kimo shekasev simin shin chof gimel siv zayin. V'chein l'tzarach mitzvah, and so too, if you're giving the present for a tzarach mitzvah, it's also mutter on Shabbos or yontif. We'll finish the Mishabura and get to a few notes on these points just stated. V'chein aser litein mashkon l'chaveri, you're also not allowed to give a collateral to your friend. Elu imkein hu l'tzarach mitzvah l'tzarach Shabbos, unless the collateral is being given for the purposes of getting things that are needed for a mitzvah or for Shabbos. Kosav Odi writes further, the Lefiza, according to this, Mashenogu liten kelim b'matano l'chassin adoresh, that which is the minug to give kelim as a present to a chassin who is darshening, eino nochon, this is not proper. Meo, however, mashen mechayving tzas liten lo domim efshadashari, that which people are mechayv themselves, some people are mechayv themselves to give money to the chassin, so then possibly it is mutter, kevin de biyado lachzor, since it is in his hands to back out of it. Va'ayin be'al yirabba. So let's glance over at the notes over here. First of all, let's look at note number 24. So the Mishabura said that included in the Isser of Mekach u'Memka, because you might come to write, is also giving a matana to your friend, which is not allowed on Shabbos. So we said in the Mishabura, if it's for Tzarech Shabbos, or Yontef, or for a mitzvah, then it's mutter. Note 24 points out, Eitzel adover, an Eitzel to give a present on Shabbos, Koso b'shal shuvas ma'ari asad, she'echavin ha'mekabel shalaliskos b'matana ad motzei Shabbos. That the one who receives the matana should have in mind not to be zoyche in the matana until after Shabbos. You can also be mezakeh to someone on behalf of that person before Shabbos, and then give it to him on Shabbos. That also would be another Eitzah. Note number 25. We said the reason why a matana is doma l'mekach u'memkar is because the item goes out from Yerushus. U'mechilas chov. Let's say you want to forgive a loan. So Rav Yashiv says, shemuteras l'chavchila, that's 100% mutter, mipnei she'ein kan ma'isa kinyan. There is no ma'isa kinyan going on. V'chein kosa b'shal and shuv is tar l'shmo. Shemechilas chov ein doma l'mekach u'memkar. Forgiving a loan is not similar to mekach u'memkar. Kevon she'ein ba el asiluk shibur. All it's doing is removing a shibur, and therefore it's 100% mutter. Let's look at a few lines of note number 26. That's going on the point of the Mishabura that said that a matana on Shabbos and Yontif is mutter, not only l'tzarach Shabbos and Yontif, also if it's l'tzarach mitzvah. Aval mekach u'memkar oser gam l'tzarach Shabbos l'tzarach mitzvah. Even though a matana is mutter l'tzarach Shabbos l'tzarach mitzvah, but a business transaction is not allowed. V'chein mavur b'dvarav le'el u'mitam zeh, for this reason, k'shachal erev Pesach lios b'Shabbos, when erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, like a mitzvah Shem will happen this year, v'shachach odom limkor es chemtzo kodem ha-Shabbos, and a person forgot to sell his chametz before Shabbos, we'll see later on that the Mishabur writes, sheladas kama achronim yitznenu l'nochri b'matono, that it's better to give it to the guy as a matono, v'lo yim kirenu lo, and you should not sell it to him, because a business transaction, we're saying here, is aser, even if it is l'tarach mitzvah, but a matono is mutter, so better to give the chametz as a matono to the guy on Shabbos Erev Pesach, if you forgot to do it before, and don't sell it to him. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Zayin, Mutter Limdod B'Shabbos Medida Shal Mitzvah. One is allowed to measure on Shabbos, measuring for a mitzvah. Kigon, for example, Limdod Im Yesh B'Mikvah Arboim Sa. For example, you're measuring if the mikvah's kosher, if it has Arboim Sa, that's Mutter on Shabbos. V'Limdod Ezor Mishu Chola. And to measure the belt of someone who is sick, the lilchosh olav, and to do some whispering over him, adavar skuli kemoshen ohagim hanoshim, like women do, mutter, that's permissible as well. To have a medida shal mitzvah, that for refuah is also considered a medida shal mitzvah. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Lamedal, medida shal mitzvah, the afal gav de lohutter shvus, afilu b'mko mitzvah, even though we do not allow an iser derabonan to be done b'mko mitzvah, kemoshe kasavnu le'elbis of Katan chavches, like we saw in Sivkot HaChavches, Shani Medida, measuring is different. To lo have a iser kolkach, it's not such an iser, elamishum to have a kuvda dechol. Measuring on Shabbos is only aser because it's like a weekday activity. Ulahachi shari bimko mitzvah, and therefore it's mutter mako mitzvah, but a regular shvus, a regular iser derabonan, would not be allowed b'mako mitzvah, but measuring, which is only aser because it's uvda dechol, then b'mako mitzvah, it would be permissible. Let's glance at a few notes over here. First of all, note number 29, the last two lines. Ulamalos kli hamiyuchal medida to fill up a measuring cup on Shabbos. We're going to see later on in Siman Shin Chav Gimel she'ein zenirik ku'udin v'chol umutter. Again, if you're not measuring with the measuring cup, you're just estimating and using that size. So we're going to see later on that that does not look like a weekday activity and it is mutter. Note number 30 discusses taking one's temperature on Shabbos umedidas chom b'mad chom she'eino digital b'Shabbos to take someone's temperature without a digital thermometer. On Shabbos, Rav Moshe writes, "Nigris Moshe shemuteres af bebari." It's mutter even for a healthy person to take his temperature with a thermometer on Shabbos. Shekein yisoda isur medida hu mishum uvdin l'chol. Because again, like we saw in the Mishabura, the idea of medida being usur is because of a weekday activity. Ve'ein zeh shayach ele binyan l'chol. That's only shayach when it is choldik activities. K'medida shel tzarech yabayis v'kadoma. You're measuring something for the needs of the house or something similar. Ma she'ein kein b'medida aschom ha'odom, which is not the case when you're measuring the temperature of a person, she'enu inyan shel chol, that is not something that is choldik. V'omnom yesh maila lahachmir shel lolindo rafilu asachom, even though certainly there is a maila to be machmir not to take one's temperature, acharotze lohokel ein limchos bo, one who wants to be lenient, you should not protest against him, v'chein kas v'gono shel zavon arbach, that is lagabe, one who is healthy. If you look at the last paragraph of note 30, ulatzara chola, when it comes to someone who is sick, so there of Moshe writes, af kishein bo sakona, even though he's a chol shein bo sakona, mutter limdor es chomo af lechatchila v'asr lachmir mizeh. There it's 100% fine lechatchila to take his temperature, it's also to be machmir. So that which Moshe was discussing before was even a healthy person that is not katsinu of the chol, so there it's mutter, but there is a mile to be machmir. By a chola, there's not only is not a mile to be machmir, it's actually also to be machmir. One more note we'll discuss over here is note number 31. V'chein limdod ma'acholim u'mashkos b'yom kippur l'achole. If you want to be measuring foods and drinks on Yom Kippur for someone who needs to eat or drink, Rav Nissen Karel says it's mutter. That's also for Dvar Mitzvah. Kamo kein lohochin bakbuk l'tinok l'fi hamidos harishumos al bakbuk. If you want to fill up a bottle for a baby based on the markings that are made on the bottle, the Or LeZion writes, she'im mitame brios muchrochem l'dayek b'mida, if for health reasons for the child, which is many times the case, you have to be exacting, that is mutter, she'tzarche tinok nechshavim k'tzarche rufua, that's considered tzarche rufua. If you skip down to the middle of the next paragraph, where the line starts me'idoch, he brings a psak from the Shulma Zaman Arbach, in terms of weighing things, so now we're talking about measuring, what about weighing? So Shlomo Zalman was not a lahatir shkilo l'tzarech mitzvah. He leaned to the side of being lenient when it came to weighing for the purposes of a mitzvah. K'shem shemedida kazu muter, just like measuring for a mitzvah is mutter, so too weighing for a mitzvah is mutter. V'chein hora shemutter limdod mishkal shel matzah v'kadoma. Therefore you're allowed to weigh an amount of matzah, but kli mishkal ketanim beitiyim in the home scales, shenikar shehu l'tzarech mitzvah, obviously not digital, but it's there, it's recognizable that you're doing it for a mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't look like udu d'chol. Mikol makom odif laso zos kodem yomtov, but of course, it would be better to do before yomtov, v'chein kasev shashev z'Or LeZion. The Or LeZion writes the same thing, sheshkila l'tzarech mitzvah muteres kimo medida l'tzarech mitzvah, the same way that you can measure for a mitzvah, you can also way for a mitzvah, and so too writes the Hagon Rav Yashiv. Continues the Mishabura Sivkatan Lamed Hei. So we said as an example of a Mendida Shel Mitzvah on Shabbos that is Mutter is measuring a mikvah that it has Arboim Sa'a. Says the Mishabura, V'hu Adin the Mutter Limdod Chor Sheyesh Bakosel HaMafsek. You also can measure the size of a hole that is in a wall that is separating. Im Yesh Bo Posei Al Tefach, you want to see if there is the measurement of a tefach lahavi hatuma to bring in the tuma me'acheder shehameis bo from the room that the mace is in la'acheder hasamuchlo to the adjacent room, so you are allowed to measure the space in between the two rooms on the wall to see if the tuma goes through. V'afagashi yichol makohanim lotzei semenu, even though kohanim could just leave and we don't have to bother measuring. Mikomakom kevan shemodet shiurei torah lo milseku of the dochol, doesn't matter since you're measuring for a dvar mitzvah, it's a measurement of the Torah, it does not look like de bechol, and it is mutter. V'hu adin de mutter limdod kidei l'shair shir shishin l'vatel eza iser. If something got mixed, heter be'iser, you would be allowed to measure to make sure that it is batel b'shishim. The kevon de hu l'eslamid al dvar ha'ura, since it's to be able to teach and give a psak, lo haviku uvdu d'chol, that's also not like an uvdu d'chol. And finally, sifkatan la'midvav shel mitzvah, we said this last thing, which is derech s'guli, that you're measuring the belt of someone who's sick and whispering certain things like the women are nohig, that is mutter, because that's the medida shel mitzvah, the medida refuahi. This medida is part of the refuah, urefuas haguf mitzvahi, and the refuah of the body is considered a mitzvah. Ugzeira shchika salmonim lo shayapaza. I normally refuah, we ask her on Shabbos, because you might come to grind out the spices. So that's not shayach over here. Elo berefuah sheyesh b'mamish. That's only by a regular refuah that has some mamoshes to it, kigon mashka or ucha, like it's a liquid or it's a food. So then we say this is a gzeira of shchika salmonim. But over here, it's more deros segula, and therefore the gzeira of the shchika salmonim does not apply. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah tomorrow with siv ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.